Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 502, we're going to talk about branding, and we're going to tell you the five signs it might be time to rebrand your company. Before we dive off into this topic, just so that we're all on the same page, I'm going to let Tim go ahead and tell us what branding is.
Yeah, and branding is one of those things that's really hard to define. It's really hard to have a concise definition, but in my opinion, a brand is everything that you think and feel towards a company. So an Apple, when you think of Apple, everything that you think of and everything that comes with it that you picture in your head and the products that you're familiar with, that's all part of their brand. It's not one thing. It's not a logo. It's not a color scheme. It's kind of a all-encompassing, essence of a company. And so it's hard. People might define it differently, but it goes beyond just visually what you see on a web page or on a business card. It's kind of the all-encompassing essence of a company.
Awesome. Well, I think that's perfect. Let's get kicked off. Number one in our list, that a sign that it might be time, is the obvious one: your branding is outdated. Obviously, design and styles change over time. Things are iconic. Even Coca-Cola, for example, was a very, very iconic brand. They have rebranded a couple of times, even though everybody in the world knows Coca-Cola and their brand was pretty good. Lots of major companies, even though you have an established brand already, if it's outdated and the times have passed, it might be time to update your branding.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm actually in that boat right now. I guess maybe not my branding, but more my website in general. The next sign that it's time to rebrand your company is your brand name no longer reflects your brand vision. This happens a lot where companies evolve. Their initial product offering or service offering changes over time, whether that's because the industry changes or their focus changes based off of customer feedback. And so updating your branding to reflect that new vision is very important, so that when people, they think of your brand, they see your brand, it's not, outdated to what you used to be about. It's what you're focused on moving forward.
The third sign that it might be time to rebrand your company is you're failing to differentiate yourself from the competition. In this day and age with the internet, and obviously I'm quite a bit older than Tim, so I go back pre-internet. It wasn't as important. Your competition was typically local. A few businesses were national and stuff, and they differentiated themselves on television and whatnot. But with the internet and everybody with a mini computer in their hand 24/7 looking at your company and all of your competition, if you're not differentiating yourself from your competition and making yourself stand out, it's going to cost you. So take some of this opportunity to, use some of this technology and it might be time to rebrand your company so that you can stand out and differentiate yourself from your competition.
Yeah. The next sign that it's time to rebrand your company is your brand has become overly complicated. Again, I was kind of talking about the last point I talked about with your brand name no longer reflects your brand vision. Well, if your brand evolves and you start adding new products, new services, and you're starting to change what you're about, that can, not only is it going to not no longer reflect your brand vision, but it's also could potentially become overly complicated, to where it's not concise, and customers, when they think of you, they don't really know what to think, because you're about so many different things. And so kind of narrowing down and getting rid of the fluff is definitely a good thing. I don't know if this would necessarily be considered rebranding, but when Steve Jobs was rehired by Apple, if you don't know this, he was fired from his own company, went on to start Pixar, and eventually came back to Apple. And that's kind of when Apple, they were on the brink of bankruptcy when they brought Steve Jobs back on. And he came in and he basically went through and you know, cut all the products that weren't working and simplified their product offering and, you know, in a way kind of rebranded and helped them refocus. And so if your brand becomes overly complicated, it might be time for you to simplify things and kind of refocus what your company is moving forward and the product offering and your overall brand.
And the fifth and final sign it's time to rebrand your company is if you've moved or expanded your beyond your original geography. A lot of businesses, as I said in the third sign, you know, with today's technology and the internet, you can take your business global. So, you know, obviously you may have been very hyper-focused in a local market and you may be servicing a global community now where branding is important. They may not be as familiar with your branding, you know, internationally as they are in your local town and stuff. So if you've moved beyond your original, you know, geography, it might be time to consider rebranding to reflect those changes and stuff. Tomorrow, we've got another great topic, company culture. Why core values? Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.